This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, December 24th, 2007. I'm Caleb Brown. Retaining your rights on the road can be made more difficult when you've been pulled over on a lonely night in the middle of nowhere. While he's not offering legal advice, Tim Lynch, the director of the Cato Institute's Project on Criminal Justice, has a few tips on when and how to assert your rights when you're out on the road.
Well, I'm happy to share my personal views on how one should handle oneself when you're in a police confrontation. But I should say that the things I'm going to say are my personal views. I'm not going to be giving any legal advice.
And why is that?
Well, there's just too many different situations, and there are dozens and dozens of legal jurisdictions in the United States. We have federal laws, state laws, county and city laws, and these politicians are passing rules every month, and the courts are issuing rulings each and every week. So it's impossible to tailor a specific answer to a specific question. There are just too many out there. But what we can do is talk about some very common situations that people find themselves in and some useful pieces of information for people to keep in mind. The main thing to keep in mind when you're asked by a police officer, like whether he wants to search your car or search your purse or something on your person, like a backpack or your jacket, you're not in any position to know like whether has the power to do that or not. There's just dozens and dozens of situations. Sometimes they have search warrants. Sometimes the law allows them to demand a search, like if you're in an airport type of situation. But when we're talking about like when you're on the street or when you're pulled over in a car, normally the police officer is going to ask you for your own consent to search. He'll say, can I search your car or can I look in the trunk? This is what you want to keep in mind. You don't want to waive your rights. So the most important thing for people to keep in mind in that type of situation is you just say, officer, I do not consent to any searches. Now he'll press you and keep trying to get you to consent to the car or consent to the search, but you want to stay firm on that point. You can say, officer, you know, I don't know if you have a search warrant or not, but I do not consent to any searches.
And what about the specific questions that police have? Certainly you don't want to antagonize police when you're in a situation like that.
That's right. You never want to antagonize the police officer. You always want to maintain a respectful tone, even if he's being disrespectful to you. You do not want to get into a shouting match with him. You basically want to maintain a respectful tone, but be firm in your stance. You want to say as little as possible. He may ask you a variety of questions and keep asking for your consent to conduct a search, but you just want to de-escalate the situation. And the best line I've heard on that is just say something like, officer, I know you're just doing your job, but I don't have anything to say. Or, officer, I know you're just doing your job, but I do not consent to any searches.
And while it is a police officer's job to maintain calm or de-escalate any situation that may be escalating, that isn't always the case. Police officers also are empowered to lie to us in situations like that. Is that right?
Yes, a lot of people do not realize that police officers can lie to us, and they do it all the time. Like, for example, they may say, you may decline a search, and he'll say, well, look, if you don't allow me to search your car, I'm going to call in for drug-sniffing dogs, and we're going to be out here all afternoon because it may be a few hours until they get here. Is that what you want to do? And then a lot of people will cave in and just say, okay, you know, you can go ahead and search my car. But he may have been lying about that. He may have been lying to say, I can go down and get a search warrant and we'll just come back and do it all over again. Or he may be bluffing by saying, well, I'm going to bring the dogs into your house, they're going to tear the place up, do you want that to happen? So they can do this type of bluffing, and what you need to do is just realize that what they might be saying to you may be true, but it may also be a lie. And the only thing you can do is just kind of keep these other things in mind. Just remember not to answer their questions, just respectfully decline and respectfully decline his pressure to get you to consent to a search.
Now, situations like that essentially are threats to detain the individual involved.
They may threaten to detain you. They may actually detain you. What you want to do in that type of situation is just keep remembering that you want to stand up for yourself, and from time to time you have to say something like, officer, am I free to go? Because they're empowered under the law to detain you briefly. They're usually bluffing when they say they're going to do it all afternoon or all day. So you have to, from time to time, press it and say, "Officer, am I free to go now?" And that puts the pressure back on them, and they will have to release you if you stand up for yourself at certain points. But the other thing to keep in mind is a lot of people get mixed up. They're confused. It's very heated, confusing type of situation, and people lose their heads, and they kind of think that the worst thing that can happen to them is that they be detained or even that they be arrested. And those aren't the worst things that can happen to you. The worst thing that can happen to you is that you are arrested and then afterwards prosecuted and convicted of a crime. That's the worst case scenario, and that's what you don't want to have happen. So even if he's threatening to arrest you, that's not the worst thing that can happen. So you want to stick to your rights and keep, you know, declining to answer questions or declining to give those searches, because a lot of people think, well, you know, if I'm fair and do some of the things that the cop wants, maybe he'll be fair to me and let me go. Cops are often pretending to be our friends, and they're not our friends. They're often just trying to get us to waive our constitutional rights.
In situations where a police officer is standing outside your car window, he's the guy with the gun, he's the guy with the flashlight, he's the guy with the flashing lights in the car, it's difficult for people to remember what their rights are.
It is very difficult. It's even difficult for attorneys. Even attorneys get mixed up and confused in those types of situations, and they start saying things that they shouldn't. Now, again, there are different types of situations, like when you're pulled over in a car, you do have to surrender to your driver's license, so you shouldn't decline something like that. But again, these are just general rules to go by. After you give your license, if he asks you a bunch of questions like, "You've been drinking tonight, you got anything illegal in the car," those are the types of things where you want to start saying, "Officer, you know, I know you're just doing your job, but I don't have anything to say to you on those subjects. Am I free to go?" Those types of things. That's what you want to keep coming back to, are these basic rules of thumb. And you have to remind yourself of them from time to time, because people forget. And that's why one of the things I recommend is that the ACLU has a wallet card available on their website. This is something you can print out and fold out, fold very neatly and just put into your wallet, and something you should pull out from time to time just to remember how you should handle yourself in a police encounter, because a lot of people forget, even lawyers.
Now, some groups have actually produced DVDs to help people better understand essentially the rules of those types of situations.
That's right. If you want to go beyond police encounters 101 and you want to take it to a step further and better inform yourself about what your rights are, one DVD I recommend is a program called Busted, put out by a group called Flex Your Rights. It's just about $20 that you can purchase, and it's just like a half hour, 45 minute video. Very good, packed with good information about how to handle yourself in these types of situations.
Tim Lynch is the director of the Cato Institute's Project on Criminal Justice. This is the Cato Daily Podcast. Read more on civil liberties at our website, cato.org.